Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video we're going to talk about setting SMART goals, SMART goal setting. So what are SMART goals? We're going to break that down, and we're just going to talk about how to set goals in a smart way, and we're going to talk about how do you set powerful goals, goals that you can achieve, versus the type of goals that most people set, which are not achieved and do not create the kind of success that people want from their goal setting process. So SMART goals. By SMART goals, SMART is actually an acronym spelled SMART, and it actually stands for something in the goal setting process. So this has been a really widely publicized concept. You've probably heard of SMART goals if you work in the corporate environment or do any kind of personal development work, basically all across the world. So SMART, what does SMART mean? There are basically 5 points here, and it tells you what kind of goal, it basically defines the goal so that you know that if your goal hits all 5 of these points, then it's a good goal. And if it doesn't hit these 5 points, then it's a bad goal. So let's talk about it. SMART. And I'm going to list each one item, each letter in the word SMART, and then I'm going to go through and in detail talk about each point. So first is specific. The S in SMART stands for specific. Your goal needs to be specific. The next point is M, measurable. The next point is A, attainable. The next point is R, realistic. And the final point is T, timely. So those are the 5 points of a SMART goal. So you can literally use this as a checklist. That's how it's intended to be used, is that once you create a goal, you use this rubric, this checklist, and you go through and you ask yourself, is it SMART? Is it specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely? Now, you can probably, just from what I've said right there, already get a lot of value if you just go and analyze all your goals based on that simple model without even any further explanation, because these ideas are self-explanatory. But let me go into some of the nuances here, and then I'm going to actually give you my improved version of the goal setting process, because I think that SMART is okay, but I think that there's a better way to think about goals than to use this SMART checklist. And in fact, I don't really use it. I don't find it as valuable as some other ideas that I have. So SMART, specific. I think actually this is the most valuable component of the whole SMART five-part system, is that your goal needs to be specific. And I do buy into this idea. I think it's really, really important that when you create a goal, you try to specify it in as much detail as possible. The biggest reason that people do not achieve their goals, besides the fact that they don't really set goals, is that they're not specific. A vague goal, like I want to lose some weight, or I want to get into a relationship, or I want to make more money, or I want to improve my wardrobe. Like, these are very vague goals. If you set a goal like that, then what tends to happen is you, first of all, I would not even call this a goal. This is not a goal. This is a vague desire that you have. And a vague desire is not a goal, and it's not going to accomplish anything like what a goal will accomplish. To set a good goal, you need to be very specific. That means details, as much imagery and as much detail as you can. So for example, if you want to live in a nice house, instead of saying, I want to live in a nice house or a nice place, you specify, where exactly do you want to live? What size of house? Like, what location, what city, what part of the city, how many bedrooms? Like, be very, very specific. So maybe you want to live in San Diego. Okay, you want to live in San Diego. What part of San Diego? Do you want to live in a suburb? Do you want to live in a condo? Do you want to live in a high-rise? Do you want to live in a duplex? Do you want to live on the beach? Do you want to live in a city? Where? Okay, let's say you want to live in a high-rise. Okay, you want to live in a high-rise? How many square feet should it be? Which direction should be looking? Should it have an ocean view? Should it have a city view? Should it be near a good school? Should it be near some clubs or some restaurants? Like, what are the details of all that? How much should it cost? Do you care how much it costs? Go ahead and fill in all those blanks. And what really I find helps is actually visualize it. Picture it in your mind. Play around with it. Use your mind as kind of an experimentation chamber where you are just prototyping, rapid prototyping your ideal life, what you want for yourself. So be very, very specific about your goals. Drill down on them. This is huge. The next point is measurable. How are you going to know when you've achieved it? This is pretty easy. For example, in the case of this of living in a high rise, you're going to know because you're sitting in it and you're looking out your window at your ocean view, let's say, and it's a 2,000 square foot condo in a high rise. So there you are, you know. But it's important that you do have that kind of measurable point specified, so you can measure that easily. So if I ask you, have you achieved your goal to live in San Diego, you can easily say yes or no. You have some sort of objective metric by which you can tell. And I can look at it and say, yep, you're right, you did or you didn't. Because I can say, I can ask you for your address. And if your address is not in that condo that you wanted, then it's very easy to tell for everyone, not just you, that that goal did not come about, or that it did if you do have that address. So make your stuff specific and make your stuff measurable. Now, measurable might be a little bit more tricky, for example, in a business. You know, maybe a goal that you have is that you want to pull in more clients. You want to pull in more sales. You want to pull in more traffic to your website. You want to pull in more customers to your store, right? Maybe you want to be better known in your industry. Well, what does it mean to be better known in your industry? How are you going to measure that? And this has to be something that a panel of judges, let's say we have a panel of judges sitting, like the Supreme Court, and we can bring forth to them some sort of document or some sort of evidence and say, here we go, look, I am now more reputable in my industry. What would that look like? That might look like a newsletter article, a news magazine article written about you. Maybe you get the front page cover shot in a trade journal that you're part of. Maybe you have a website that receives an X number of visitors every month, and those are industry related. Maybe you now work in a new job where you're more visible, you're more public. Maybe now you have people calling you. Maybe you have two people calling you every week asking you about your industry or asking to work with you because you're so visible in your industry. So those are some specific points. But you can see that a lot of people will have this goal of like, yes, I want to do better at my job. Yes, I want to do better in my business. Yes, I want to have more authority in my industry. But then they don't specify what those points are. So important, measurable. Then attainable. Is your goal something that you can attain, all right? If I set the goal of flying to the moon, that's not something that's really attainable given my skill sets, given my desires. It doesn't really align with what I even want to do in my life. So it's not really something that I should be shooting for. So make sure that what you're going for is something that is actually matching your talents, matching your strengths, matching your desires. It's something that can be done. The next point, R, is realistic. So again, realistic means that you've set it up in such a way that it's possible to do given the expectations that you have. So is it possible to do in the time frame that you set it in, right? Is it possible to do right now given your skills? Or do you need to radically revamp your skills in order to do it? Is it possible to do at all? And that's a little bit of a tricky question because who knows what's really possible. I think most people limit ourselves in that respect. You know, it probably is possible for me to fly to the moon if I was really dedicated and I really wanted to do it, but not right for me, right? Not right for me. And certain things are just too unrealistic in the way that we set it up. Just the process of it, I tend to find, is what's unrealistic. Because people expect some sort of fast track, some sort of shortcut. Like they want to earn $1 million in a month. That is highly unrealistic. But if you want to earn $1 million, totally realistic for anybody, you just got to have a realistic plan in place. So get that into place. And then the last point of SMART is, of course, the T. Timely. That means you put a time frame on whatever it is that you want to accomplish. This is also called time bound, putting time boundaries. So when are you going to have that condo in San Diego? When are you going to have your your picture on the front page of a trade magazine? When are you going to have a marriage? When are you going to have find your spouse? By when? By what date? Be specific. Year, week, month, day, minute, as specific as you can get. The more specific, the better. All right, so that's SMART. We've covered every point. I think it's pretty clear about what each one of those means. I think the way that you use this is you simply run down whatever goal you've got, whether it's a goal that you've got personally or for your company, on a project that you're working on, and run through this process and make sure that it hits all these points, especially the one I think I'd say about being specific. You want your goals to be very, very specific. So now I'm going to give you my thoughts really quickly, and I'm not going to go into too depth, much depth here. I don't have that much time, about a better way to set goals. I find that the SMART process is not necessarily the best. For me, this is the essentials of setting amazing goals. All right, you ready? And it's really simple. One, make sure your goals are specific. Yes, they do have to be specific, so we're still keeping that point. Next, make sure your goals are huge, big, inspiring, compelling goals. These goals need to get you fired up and excited and motivated. Don't set wimpy little small goals. Those wimpy little small goals, those realistic goals, those layup goals that you're setting, those are actually going to be harder to accomplish than the big ones because they don't generate any kind of excitement or passion or motivation within you. So make sure your goals are big. Then I would say the third point, make sure your goals are aligned with you. They have to be aligned. You have to really want them. Don't set a goal that's just, for example, to earn a lot of money when what you really want is spend time with family. That's ridiculous. You're going to waste years and years of your life chasing money when what you really want is to spend time with family. And in fact, it's going to detract from your family time because you're going to be spending it all at your job. So be very clear about what it is that you want. This is where values clarification comes into play. And feelings identification. Identify what feelings you want to feel. And make sure that the goals that you set are going to actually connect with your top values and your top feelings. The connection has to be there. And the closer the two are to each other, the better. You don't want some long circuitous route where you say, well, if I go and earn more money, then I can start another business, then that business will earn even more money, and then that money will allow me to then retire, and then when I retire, I can finally spend time with my family. Yeah, good luck doing that. Why would you want to create that? That's totally wrong. If you want to spend time with your family, go directly to what is going to get you to spend time with your family, right? Okay. And then the next point is look at your goals, visualize your goals in as much detail as possible every single day. For me, I've made a mental rule for myself, a law. And my law is that I don't consider myself having set a goal unless I look at that goal and review that goal for at least a minute or two every day. So if I set a goal, the only way I can even count it as a goal, otherwise I say it's just a vague desire. It's only a goal if I write it down. I have to write it down and I have to review it, look at it, think about it every single day. Every single day until it's accomplished. Otherwise it's not a goal, it's just a vague desire. I've made this rule for myself because it's too easy to not write stuff down. It's too easy to be wishy-washy. It's too easy to be vague. And then nothing happens. So that is my little version of the SMART process. So that's how I think I would approach setting goals. I think this is what gets you the biggest results if you follow these points that I mentioned. All right, so this is it. I'm out of time. I'm going to sign off. Please leave me your comments. Tell me what kind of goals you're setting and how this has helped you. And then please like it and share it. That's why I release this content for free. And of course, go to actualize.org if you are interested in this topic. Because there we cover the goal setting process in much more depth. We talk about how to do visioning, advanced techniques for how to really get yourself to accomplish your goals. Because this is just the tip of the iceberg for what the goal setting process really, really entails. Check out actualize.org and sign up for the free newsletter there with weekly video updates.